WNRN is supported by SevillePodcast.com and by Songs, Inc. Videos from this interview are available at youtube.com/WNRN Radio.
We've got Alan Thompson and his band here. Good morning, Alan and Joe and Clint.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, Alan, we put this together really quickly to have you come in. I think we started talking about this about this time yesterday. So thank you for making the trek from Nashville here. But you're, you know, familiar with Virginia. You've spent a lot of time living here. Tell us a little bit about where you grew up.
Well, I was born in Roanoke, Virginia, and lived there most of my life. Went to Radford University. After my parents divorced, she actually moved here to Charlottesville, so I spent a good bit of time here. And then after I graduated college, I moved to Richmond, lived there for about 5 years before moving to Nashville.
And I noticed on your Facebook, MySpace page, that you cranked out like three albums in 1 year. One was released in August of 08, and then January of 09, and then this most recent that I'm familiar with, 26 Years, came out in August of this year. Man, the muse must be really screaming in your ear.
That, you know, that situation's a lot more prolific than it looks. I actually started recording that first album in August of 06, and part of what brought me to Nashville was I kept going back to work on the record and finally realized that it was never going to get finished and get put out unless I moved there and was able to spend a good chunk of time getting everything done. So then we were finally able to put it out in April of 08, and then by that time I had started recording down at Arden and released the Sick of Me, and then about this time last year we went into the studio to start doing this record. So most of it all was songs that had been around for a while and I was just itching to get out at that point, but it definitely on paper looks like I'm moving a lot faster than I am.
We've got Alan Thompson here in the WNRN studios playing tonight at the Camel in Richmond. We also have Joe and Clint here as well. What are you going to play for us first?
We'll start with Forgive Me. Thank you.
WNRN with Alan Thompson playing some songs live in the WNRN studios this morning. He put out an album this year called 26 Years, and it has something to do with a recent birthday.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, as I was saying, I've been sitting on the songs for a while. I'm 28 now, but a lot of the songs I wrote around the time that I was getting ready to turn and had turned 26, and they were just sort of about that period in my life. So,
well, this particular album is kind of full of a lot of heartache. It seems like some things changed in your life, or at least in terms of storytelling, reflecting on changes. I don't know if it all happened at once, but certainly there was a lot of reflection on love lost.
Yeah, definitely. You know, during that time in my life, my mother had gotten really sick and was dying and died. And so a lot of the songs are kind of about that, about my relationship with her and my relationship with myself, and just kind of trying to come to terms with undergoing that tragedy.
Well, I'm sorry for your loss. But I guess on some level, this is a really fine album. I had a chance. I have a really vivid memory of actually listening to this album. I walk my dogs a lot and listen to album. That's actually how I listen to a lot of new music. And I have a really vivid memory of this summer day that I listened to this album, because I not only enjoyed the songwriting, but I really like your voice and the vocal quality to your voice. It's something I find very appealing. So it stuck out to me. And also quoted the references to Virginia. At that point, I had no idea that you had grown up here. So that always appeals to me. Anybody who talks about the Blue Ridge somehow has, like, you know, an in with me somehow when it comes to songwriting. But you said that you at some point you had this group of songs and you decided you had to go to Nashville to kind of finish the project. When was that? Was that several years ago?
Yeah, it was in June of 07, actually. As I was turning 26, right after my mom had passed, was when I finally moved down and started to get to work in Nashville.
Did you already have a group of musician friends to call upon once you got there?
I did. They weren't the group that worked on this record, but I did. And they, you know, through knowing them and working with them, I was able to meet awesome players like Joe and Clint and sort of get that together. The first record I had done was with a bunch of more seasoned Nashville veterans kind of thing. You know, Jack Pearson, and there's a duet with Bonnie Bramlett, and Jimmy Knowles from Sea Level produced it with me. And I wanted this record to kind of be pretty removed from that. I didn't want it to be a very polished, loud, electric Nashville affair. I wanted it to sound, be all young kids and sound like, you know, us picking in the backyard kind of thing. So
we got Alan Thompson here in the WNRN studios, and he's playing tonight at the Camel in Richmond. Another live tune for us this morning, gentlemen. What are you going to play?
We'll do 26 to 1. There's 26 years in an hour of darkness, and you're lost in a hotel room. Can't recall a night ever taken so long to break through. Spent your life praying for someone to tell you the truth, 'cause you were raised by lies that satisfied so lonely and blue. Doubts around road you've taken, you fell down, brother, you ain't breaking. You just needed someone who could make you start to believe. It took 26 years for you to return the voice the angels lost. I know they cried the day that you came home. That price of living is high as hell. Money don't help the cost. Oh,
I know it seemed like your pain is all you own. Doubt surrounds the road you've taken. You fell down, brother, you ain't breaking. You just needed someone who can make you start to believe. Watch that bottle kill one's love. And the South don't seem like home at night. It just gives you something you must rise above. Isolation is a hard pill to shoot. And crushed up dreams don't go down the way you need them to. Broken hearts still find ways to tear themselves in two. And the desert sky still shines with a song for you. Oh, the desert sky still shines with a song for you. Desert sky still shines with a song for you. Oh Lord, the desert sky still shines.
WNRN with music live in the WNRN studios this morning by Alan Thompson and his band. And we're talking about the new album called 26 Years. Really glad to have them here. I've enjoyed playing 26 Years here on Acoustic Sunrise since September or so. And, you know, really didn't put this together until, I don't know, earlier this week or yesterday. We finally, you know, dotted the I's and crossed the T's on having Alan here in the studios. Well, with this kind of fast and furious, you know, songwriting and album creating, has it been a lot to juggle all these different aspects of the career? Sometimes it's just tough to even keep up with one part, but you seem to be going pretty full tilt on all of it. You're doing some touring and three albums in about 15 months.
And I got married in October.
And you got married.
This has been one of the busiest years I've probably ever had. And it's kind of one of those things when you have that many big things happen to you, while it's happening, you just want to pull your hair out and you're going completely nuts. But then once it's over, you can look back on it and be like, wow, what a great year. And I'm starting to get to the point where I can look back on it and you know, enjoy it.
In retrospect.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what's ahead for you in 2010? I mean, obviously you're here. You're coming back to, you know, in some sense, your old stomping ground, Richmond, Virginia. But you got some other, you know, touring you're going to be doing in support of this album?
Yeah, we're going to probably be going back out on another run around the Southeast in April. And just in the meantime, writing and rehearsing and just trying to get stuff together for that. Want to spend most of this year on the road if possible, just trying to get the word out live.
Obviously a very forgiving wife to let you go out on the road for so many nights.
She's a very, very awesome girl.
Well, that's good. I'm just kind of curious about, besides just wanting, you know, why did you feel that Nashville was the place you had to complete some of these records? I mean, you know, certainly Richmond actually has some fine recording facilities, and you know, sometimes it's a person or it's a group of people that appeals. Was that the case for you? You said you had, you know, some musician friends that you, you know, kind of took you in initially.
Well, I had worked, as I had said, on the eponymous record with Jimmy Knowles. And he had sort of gotten out of the music business for a while because he has Parkinson's disease. And but he had just started to get in and get the disease managed and wanted to get back into the business, and we had started working on this record, And then he's kind of started to fall back again. And, you know, we were producing this ourselves and he was engineering it himself. And it was just getting to the point where he couldn't do it alone. And so I kind of went down there to help him out. He's a friend of the family as well. His best friend all through growing up in Virginia was my wife's dad. So it was more of a, you know, family situation than anything else. I kind of needed to go down there and help him out, but also I needed to get this record out as well.
Oh, that's so interesting. Kind of a turn of events with that. Well, you've stayed obviously in Nashville. It's really interesting to talk to people who live there, because I think from an outsider's point of view, a lot of people think of just Music Row, which is really a very small part of what goes on in Nashville. Because there's, a whole bunch of young singer-songwriters who are kind of more with pop leanings who actually live there. And then there's, of course, the big country stars and whatnot. So where do you see yourself fitting in all the different communities, music communities in Nashville?
I don't know where I fit in exactly. I feel like I probably moved to a town that didn't exist, that doesn't exist anymore. You know, I would have fit in pretty well in 1975 Nashville, but I don't know where I fit in now.
You're about to fit into the east side.
Yeah. I'll be moving across the river and right by the football stadium. But, there are a lot of really great young artists out there, like Larissa Maestro, who's on the record, who sings Break Me in Two, and Tristan, she's super talented. There's a lot of really cool young kids, not so much everybody in like the same genre, everybody's pretty much doing a wide spectrum, but there is definitely a sense of community, and sort of regardless of the fact that we're all playing different stuff, we do tend to band together to sort of be an alternative to what's going on Music Row. So
we've got Alan Thompson in the WNRN studios this morning. He's playing in Richmond tonight along with his band at the Camel. One more live tune for us this morning, gentlemen. What are you going to do?
We'll do Virginia.
Okay.
Said, son, I need you to tell me the truth. Said, all my life I fought for nothing, now I got nothing to lose. Mother, I run so far from nowhere, can't go back to say nothing to you. Truth is what you find inside yourself when your dreams don't come through. Thank you. this song. I'm dying inside, don't know what to do. So you won't understand till it's happening to you. What do you want me to do? Can it erase the hate inside your soul? Wash it clean for you.
Live music in the WNRN studios this morning with Alan Thompson. He's playing tonight at the Camel in Richmond. Well, big thank you, Alan, for coming in this morning, and thanks to Joe and Clint as well for playing so well. And
thank you so much for having us.
I hope you come back through again.